Okay, yesterday we were discussing Ba'olam Be'em Tavoidu, the second pasuk, brought down here in the Gemara, and we learned that Ba'olam Be'em Tavoidu is an Isser Asay, Lava Bavacha Asay, that there's an Isser to be Meshachar in Eved. The Rishonim ask, why is it that by a Chasi Eved, Chasi Bechayr, and you're allowed to be Meshachar? Not only you're allowed to, but we force the person to be Meshachar. And the two Terutim, we have Taisus Teres and the Rajbis Teres. Taisus said that Pru Ravu is a Mitzvah Rabba. So Shani Pru Ravu is a Mitzvah Rabba. So therefore, you're allowed to be Meshachar. Taisus needs a Hesber because what does that mean? It's a Mitzvah Rabba. You're allowed to do an Aveira for Mitzvah Rabba. The words are somehow don't say the whole message. Why is that mutter? It's a mitzvah rabba. So Taisus will come back to it. And the Rashba answered that in very short words, he said that v'yachasi yev v'yachasi b'chayrin, there's no loylo mem tavaydu, v'tnei hatzad chayrish abay, because there's a tzad chayrish, there's no loylo mem tavaydu. So what's pshat? Why is there no loylo mem tavaydu? Because there's v'yachasi yev v'yachasi b'chayrin. So the way the Ketzais understood Kavonas HaRajba, the Hesber is because there's a din of Avodas Perach, there's a din that an Eved Kenani, you're allowed to work with him Avodas Perach, that's part of the Shibud of an Eved Kenani, that he has to do anything, even Avodas Perach. And Hayais, this person, the Chasi Eved, Chasi Ben Chayrin, you can't do Avodas Perach with him. So there'll never be a kiyum of loyal mem tavaydu. There'll never be a kiyum loyal mem tavaydu, because when? At no moment could you do with him avaydus perach. That was the Ketzais's hesber. And as the Ketzais himself explained, this is all based on the Shitas HaKetzais, that the Bavli holds, that a chati eved, chati ben chayrin is that way every day. Every day is a chati eved, chati ben chayrin. Hayais, that every moment, he's a chati eva, chati ben chayrin. Just, there's a financial arrangement. He works himself one day and the other one day. But the etzan, he's every minute a chati eva, chati ben chayrin. So there's no minute that you can make him do avaydus perach. Because the chad, sat chayrish abay is doing avaydus perach, and that you cannot do. What? Avaydus perach is not shame. Okay, it's the chesar. They call it the siva. Why? Okay, why he's? So at the end of the day, we said a nafgamina between Taisus and the Rashba is a chati shifcha knanis chati basfayrin. You have a woman that was a shifcha knanis to two men. One was meshacher, and one wasn't. So she's a chati shifcha chati basfayrin. Does the din of being Meshachar of Loilam Em Tavaydu, does it apply or does it not apply? My taste is that the reason we free is because of Puravu, so a woman doesn't have a mitzvah Puravu. So by a woman, a Chati Shifcha Chati Bas Chayrin, there'll be no heter to be Meshachar. According to the Rashba, so she's a chati shifcha chati bas chayrin, no different than chati eved chati ben chayrin. You can't do avodas perach with her, and in may well you'll be a heter of loyal ben tava. This is an afkamina between Taisus and the Rashba, the din of a chati shifcha chati bas chayrin. So frek the stipler b'shem others, he says hikshu from a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin says that if you have a chati shifcha chati bas chayrin, Gemara says that they would free her because she would be a woman who is mufkal uznus. Because since she can never marry, so she would be mufkal uznus, people would be mezalzel in such a woman. And therefore, we free her despite the yisr of loylo mem tavaydu. It's clear from the Gemara that the Issa of Loyla Ben Tavaydu does apply to a Chati Shifcha Chati Bas Chayrin. It does apply there. Well, Gemara says, why are we free? Because of the Tzad Hefkei Rishabah. But the Isser would apply if not for this Cheshbon. So from that Gemara comes out clear that there is a Salayla Mem Tavaydu on a Chati Shifcha Chati Basar. So that's Saiser the Rashba. The Rashba said that by a Chati Eved Chati Ben Chayrin or a Chati Shifcha Chati Bas Chayrin, there is no Salayla Mem Tavaydu. And here's the Beferish Gemara that by a Chati Shifcha Chati Bas Chayrin, there is an Isser of Loilam Ben Tavaydu. To Beferish a Gemara, not like the Rashba. So right to Taisus. Like Taisus, the Gemara is good. The that Gemara is talking by a Shifcha, and a Shifcha isn't, there's Taki, isn't in of Loilam Ben Tavaydu. There's no Puruvu on a Shifcha. But like the Rashba, if there's no Loilam Ben Tavaydu on any Chatzi, anybody is Chatzi Ben Chayrin, because he can't do Avay this Perach, so the whole, it's fair from this Gemara. Because Gemara explained why we force it. Normally, we would force him. There's no risk of it. He's allowed to keep him. Gemara is saying that we were kaifa him to be Mashiach. So for that, you need a reason. No, but it says the Farish that the Isser Loilam Ben Tavaydu applies. So we force, we don't force, true, but Lamaisa says the Isser applies, but the Rashba Isser doesn't apply at all. To answer this, Stipler says that this Rashba is totally, really Stipler is saying that Kesais himself said, this Rashba is totally in the Machloikis, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The whole Rashba is based on the Shitas HaBavli, which is that a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Bas Chayrin, Ben Chayrin, is that way every minute. Is every moment he's a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin. Even the day he works for himself, and even the day he works for his Adai. He's constantly a Gavra who's a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin. And based on that, the Rashba was mechadish that there's no loyalam bam tavaydu, because he could never do with him avaydus para. Like the shita say Rishalmi shita is that a chati ever chati ben chayrin. On the day he works for himself, he's a ben chayrin. On the day he works for his other, he's a never knani lagamri. On the day he works for himself, he's a ben chayrin. Day he works, he's a ben chayrin lagamri. I could day kach Rishalmi held. Chayshim l'kedushin. If he's mekadosh on his days, mekadosh elisha with chayshim l'kedushin. So the Yerushalmi held that on the day he works for himself, he's free, and the day he works for his adam, he's a complete Eved Kenani. Like Yerushalmi, on the day he works for his adam, you could do avodas perach with him, because on that day he's legamri an Eved Kenani. He's a total Eved Kenani on that day. Like Yerushalmi, on the day he works himself, you could do avodas para. So the whole Rashba wasn't talking with Shitas Yerushalmi. The whole Rashba is talking like what he calls Shitas Bavli, what the Tzitz calls Shitas Bavli. So like the Bavli, the Rashba is Eves. Like Yerushalmi, and Achinami is a daya that would hold that a chati eved chati ben chayrin or a chati shifcha chati bas chayrin, that there is a din of loyla mem tavaydu, because you could work out by this parach. So what? That's a time. 1 second, okay. The Zokta Stipler, I will have to say, Mnei Chaymer Akusha, is that even in the Bavli, it's a machlokes, the two sugyas. That Gemara and Gittin is going with the same shita as Yerushalmi. And that Gemara holds that a Chati Eved is an Eved Gomor. And the other Gemara is going with the Shitas HaBavli. No Chinami, it's a Machloikis. So what the Stipler does, he makes a Machloikis HaSugyas out of it. That the Raj was going with the Sugya that says that there's no Loilam Ben Tavaydu. No Chinami, it's a Machloikis. The two Sugyas, it's not. You understand, we'd rather have a terrorist that doesn't make a Machloikis out of it, but this is the Stipler's Mahalach. He writes very apologetically at the end that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yatzileini Mishkaya, it says Machlekes HaSugyas. But after he added that later he found this teretz in earlier Svarim, and Lamaisa, so it seems to be correct that this whole Nidai, if Lailam Em Tavaydu applies to Chatzi Eva Chatzi Ben Chayrin, is totally in the Machlekes, speak through what we're calling the Bavli Yerushalmi, or the two ways to learn Chatzi Eva Chatzi Ben Chayrin. Is he a full Eved on the day he's working? That's the Yerushalmi Shita. That's the Shita of the Gemara in Gittin. Or is he only a half Eved, half Ben Chayrin all the time? That'll be the Shita of the Bavli and of the Rashi. The Trapto Terrence, yeah. The Trapto Terrence, but it just may be the truth, so there's nothing you can do about it. So this is all based on the Ketzais. A number of you Tainim, as Avi is Tainim now, that maybe Pshat and the Rashba is totally different than the Ketzais. What does the Rashba say? What are the words? Very short words. He says, there's no Laim on Behem Tavaydu, because he's a chati ev, a chati ev, a chayim. So what's the more pushed away from this thing? Without Avodas Perach, forget about the Avodas Perach aspect. There's no Laila Mem Tavaydu because he's going to be free tomorrow. So the Laila Mem Tavaydu is not Shaykh B'chlal on a chati ev, a chati ev, a chayim, since he's a b'chayim half the time. So the truth is that the Turi Evan understands the Rashba that way. It's not so pashut. Because even when he's a Chati Evan to one person, a Chati Evan to another person, also each Adin is not working with him. Lamai said the Turi Evan understands the Rashba that way. Then the whole pilpul doesn't stop. Stifler, in parentheses, he brings the Turi Evan. Oh yeah, on the other page, not on the post, in the last paragraph of the stipend, which is not on the copies I gave out, brings it down, I think, at the end. The Chassam Sofer has yet a third shot of the Rashba. The Chassam Sofer says, Lo'ilom Behem Tavoidu includes working by day and working by night. Working by night, Levladais. Right, Kimishna Sasach here, that an Eved works by day in the fields, or wherever you want him to work, and by night, that you're allowed to force the Eved to be Bayal Shifcha, and if he has children, the children go to the other. So that the part of being an Eved Kanan, of Lailam Bam Tavaydu, is that the other can make him work physically by day, and be Bayal Shifcha by night. By a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrin. You know why there's no lailam ben tavaydu? Because at night you can't force him to be bayil. Who's he going to be bayil? He can't be bayil shechel kananis because he's a chatzi ben chayrin. But even the night that he's a the night that he's working for his adayin. Remember, we're going with the mahalach that every minute he's a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrin. So Lamaisa, what's missing? What's missing in Chati Eved Chati Ben Chayrin that's not Lailam Ben Tavaydu is because Lisa Shifcha in Yachol, because he can't marry a Shifcha because he's a Chati Ben Chayrin. Lisa Ben Chayrin in Yachol is the Chati Eved. So that Gufa makes that there's no Lailam Ben Tavaydu because at night you can't use him to be Bailah Shifcha. So it's the third way of looking at why a Chati Ben Chayrin is not Lailam Ben Tavaydu. Loyla means for always. But he's saying that's not having him work always by day. If it's not shayach to be kai for him to be bail at night, that's not loyla because lamais in the night. If there's one aspect of his avayda that you don't have, you have to remember when we said avaydas parach, it's the same thing. You can make him work all the time, just not avaydas parach. Sif is learning. You can make him work all the time, just not bail, which is enough to make it ice loyla. Not the Ilam of an Eved Kanan. So this is the third shot. There's one more Gemara regarding Loilam Bayam Tavaidu. And that is a Gemara in two places, in Gittin and in Brachas, that Rabbi Eliezer once needed a minion. And there were nine people at minion, he needed a tenth person. So he was Meshachar his Eved in order to make the tenth person. He's Meshachar his Eved, so when you Meshachar Neve Knani, he becomes a regular Yid. So now he had minion. Halavai, we should need minion, feel we need minion so badly like him, right? The Hefson Roman, who's Meshachar his Eved. Was Meshachar his Eved to make minion? What?
Maybe.
He had more of Adam. He was Meshachar his Eved and he had minion. As I state in the Gemara, so the Gemara asks, there's an Issa Loilam Bam Tavaidu. So the Gemara says, Mitzvah de Rabin Shani, that nine people are waiting for a minion, so for that you can be Meshach. So again, what's Meshach? You're allowed to do an Aveira to have minion? You drive on Shabbos to have minion? What do you mean, Mitzvah de Rabin Shani? So the Ran in Gittin learns Shat in Bakimara. He says, for a marshal, because the Issa Laisichane, you're not allowed to give a guy a matnas chino. You're not allowed to give a guy a gift, a matnas chino. What happens if you're giving a guy a gift because for your sake? A lot of people have businesses and they give their customers a bottle of schnapps at New Year's time. Why are they giving them about to do them a favor? You're doing it because you want to do yourself a favor. You want them to be a customer. So, like, there's no isleisichanim if you're doing it for your own good. You're doing it for your own taiva. There's no isleisichanim. Leisichanim is to do something when your kavana is l'taivas hagoy. If your kavana is l'taivas yourself, there's no isleisichanim. There's no aver of leisichanim if it's not manas chinam, it's not done with taivas hagoy, if it's done with taivas hayisrael. Now that's by leisichanim, the stam everybody agrees to this yisayid. The Ran is mechadish that la'olam behem tavaydu works with the same gedar. La'olam behem tavaydu is an iser to do this evet kanani a taiva and be mishacharim. L'taivas hagoy, evet kanani, they have yid. But l'taivas ha'evet kanani to be mishacharim, that's also our flailam bam tavaydu. Calls man that it's l'taivas hagoy, ha'evet kanani. Right? If it's l'taivas ha'evet kanani, you're not be mishacharim. You want to do a favor, you like him, so you want him to be a ben chayim. That's an issa of flailam bam tavaydu. But if you're doing it now, l'taivas hagoy, not doing so you have his benefit in mind. Doing so you need a minion. There are nine people in shul. Why am I freeing him? Not freeing him to do a mitzvah. Even if he doesn't want to be freed, I'll free him because I need minion. Zakhtaran, there's no din la'ilam ben tavaydu if your kavana is not to give the guy a matnas chinam. If your kavana is to give the guy a matnas chinam, then it's a problem. If your kavana is not because you want to give the guy a matnas chinam, you have another kavana, then there's no issa of Loilam Bam Tavaydu. That's the chiddush of the Ran in Dakamara. Punkt, it works out. The Rashba brings the Ran and argues with it. The Rashba says, Mechateisi, Loilam Bam Tavaydu should be only under such circumstances. Loisichanein, Taki, the Rashba's Maida, Loisitin Lahem, Manasinam, it's the Tevasam, but Loilam Bam Tavaydu, where do you see in the Pasik? That's only the Tevasik to the Rashba. But the Ran holds of this yisod.
I'll explain the Gemara on
So, like this Ran, the Ran doesn't say that, but like the Ran, we have a mahalach in Shita in Taisus. Taisus said, "Achati ever chati ben chayur, how you allowed to free him? You're freeing him, you should do for revu, how you allowed to free him?" So Taisus Puravu is a mitzvah rabbah, and you're allowed to free a chati ev a chati ben chayrin for a mitzvah rabbah. So what does that mean? Why for a mitzvah you're allowed to do an aveira? I'll do an aveira for a mitzvah. It could be that Tosis needs Taka with the same cheshbon. If you're freeing the Eved because of a mitzvah rabba, because there's a concept of Leisayu Bara L'Shavis Yitzara, Rabbeinu Shlomo wants that there should be a Riboy Anashim in the world. If you're freeing him, your kavan is not L'Tevasai. Your intention is not to do him a favor. Your intention is because there's this mitzvah rabba of Leisayu Bara L'Shavis Yitzara, and if therefore you want to free him. So for that cheshbin, that's not Taivas Hagoy. You're not doing it because of Taivas Hagoy. Bar Raya, all the years, he was half yours and half someone else's, he didn't free him. Now that he can't have children, because he's a Chati Yav, a Chati Ben Chayrin, thinking at least a Shivcha Eniyah, at least a Ben Chayrin Eniyah. So now you're freeing him for this mitzvah reason. You want, Loisayo Bara, Lashem Zitzara, you want that the world should have the Ratzon Hashem should be Makoy. For that cheshbin. So yeah, again, it doesn't have to be mine. If Pshat and the Ram is, I can free him for me, then you're right, I'm not doing anything. But the Pshat and the Ram is not, this has to be for me. As long as my kavan is not to do the Gaya Taiva. I'm not looking to do the Gaya Taiva. I'm looking that there should be a kiyum of Ratzon Hashem. What? So that's so right away your job. You'll tell me every time I free an Eved Kanani when he's an Eved Kanani, there's no mitzvah lulav, there's no mitzvah mitzvahs van garama. Why can't I free him? He should do mitzvahs. Because there Sakasov says la'olam tavaydu. It's talking about such a person. It's more than that. There, that's why it says it's mitzvah rabba. It's not mitzvah rabba. It wouldn't be a teres l'mitzvah. It wouldn't be a teres l'mitzvah. Because the chatzi yev chatzi ben chayrin, the truth is the other mitzvahs he could do, he could shake a lulav, he's a chatzi yev chatzi ben chayrin. But because of mitzvah alone, it wouldn't be true. It's because of mitzvah rabba. Rather, when the Gemara brings, if you look at the Lashna Gemara, when the Gemara says you're allowed to free him, it does not bring the pasuk puru revu milu asarim. It doesn't say because he has a mitzvah saseya puru revu. It says because loisayu bara l'shevis yitzara. It says because there's a tayelas habriya of loisayu bara l'shevis yitzara. That Tosfos says that's pshat. It's a mitzvah rabba. Puravu is a pasuk. It's a mitzvah. Like lulav is a mitzvah. And tikkun shev is a mitzvah. Loisayu bara l'shevis yitzara says that it's a tikkun habriya. Loisayu bara tikkun habriya is that there should be people in the world. Loisayu bara. So Tosfos is saying that that's the mitzvah rabba. What? Tosfos says for Ravu because from an asmachta and a pasuk in Nach, we're not going to pass in halachas. But Lysaya Barah is a pirish on Puru Ravu. Puru Ravu is a mitzvah. The godless of Puru Ravu is Lysaya Barah, Lashavit Yitzara, then it's a Tayel Sabriya. No, if it's not that it's a mitzvah rabba meaning this concept that it's a mitzvah rabba for the Bria, not just for him. They are bigger mitzvahs, so to speak. They are mitzvahs that are chiyuv and nisa. They are mitzvahs that are bigger chiyuv than. Fine, as long as it's not the Eved Tzeyelas. That's mitzvah rabba. According to this havana, mitzvah rabba means that it's a tzeyel
service. Even if it turns into Eved Tzeyelas, because by freeing the Eved, he's going to now have a mitzvah for Ravu, even though it's
true, it's the Eved Tzeyelas, but even in the Ram's case, it's the Eved Tzeyelas.
But Davni also.
Because it's not only Hildavni, he'll be free tomorrow morning. Uh-huh. Tomorrow he can go work for himself. So even though it's a tzeyelas for the guy, but hey, yes, my kavani is my tzeyelas.
That's what it is, only then?
What's my kavana in doing the maisa, which could be an avera, freeing him? Why am I doing that maisa? If I'm doing the tevasa, it's an avera. If I'm doing it for a different cheshbon, then it's not an avera. What? He's not a guy. He's not saying it's leisichane. He's just using it as a muscle. It's not a proof of leisichane to hear, but he's using it as a muscle. What? Yeah, which fits very well with the Gemara. That's what she meant. He meant that Shifcha. Okay. The Chati Shifcha Beschayrin fits in very nicely. The Chati Shifcha Beschayrin The reason they freed her is because the people were made priestess, and they priestess in the that there should be such a woman who goes around as a priestess. Everyone treats her as a priestess. It was also done not with Taivasah, but with Taivasah. So with the Yisayid HaRan, it fits in very, very nicely. Rather, this Ran was stretched in the old Machlaikis 100 years ago. If you're allowed to sell land in Eretz Yisrael to an Arab for Shemitah, right? There was a big Machlaikis in the 1880s. For Shemitah, to avoid Shemitah, there were Hetzah Bechira. The Machlaikis continues at Arayon. If you're allowed to sell karka in Eretz Yisrael, to a guy, what's a shayla? One of the dinim of Leisechon name is Leititim Lahem Chaniya Bekarka. Not allowed to give a guy Karka Eretz Yisrael. The Mekilim held that it's the same thing. Leititim Lahem Chaniya Bekarka. Not send them land in Eretz Yisrael. That is, it's with Taivasah. If it's for their sake, you can't sell them Karka in Eretz Yisrael. But when you sell the Karka for Shemitah year to a guy, why are you selling it to him? Leitavasah nu. We're doing it so that we should have the Heter Mechira. So those who held of this Heter, it's based on a Bach that seems to say, the Lashon HaBach seems to say that Loisitim L'mchaniya B'karka doesn't apply if it's L'tei B'Seinu. It's based on another extension of this. The truth is the Bach, today they have the Bach was it was censored. It talks there about selling to Goyim. Today when they have the complete Bach, the Bach rejects this Heter. The Heter, if you look in the writing from in the 1880s, they based it on the Bach. Today, the new prints, the new Shulchan, the new Torahs have the complete Bach, with the part that was taken out by censors. And there, the Bach rejects it. He says, now I'll sell it to Goyim. But the Goyim, when they print it in front of Goyim, they don't want to print it, so they took it out. But anyway, this was sort of an extension of the Leisechon. Okay, let's finish this piece of Gemara. What does it say? Tana Afta Chalifin. Another few lines. Gemara says also Chalifin. But the fourth king. Tana Didan, most of the less Vimitatlim Katani, most of the Vimitatlim like Katani. So we have Chalifin. I already mentioned to you the Beis Halevi. This din that you could do Chalifin Pashtus means with a guy. Lamaisa, the Shachol, Goyim don't have Kinyan Chalifin. The Beis HaLevi said that like the Shach, you have to learn how the Chalifin means when a Yid sells a Yid in Eved, in Eved. On Dav Gimel Amid Aleph, when we had Chalifin at the beginning of the year, we learned with a big Arichos, Machlaikis Rishayim, by Chalifin, if Chalifin, and we said there are two types of Kinyan Chalifin. Kinyan Sudr, the Kinyan Sudr, like you go chosen by the chosen tesh, you give him a handkerchief or a pen, and in exchange for that, he obligates himself to yuvei ksuba. That's one type of kinyan chalipin. There's another type of kinyan chalipin, which is shava b'shava. When you make a tray, hamachlif para b'chamar, I give you my para, you give me your chamar. The two types: there's a chalipin which is kinyan sudar, and there's a chalipin which is kinyan shava b'shava. So we had clear there, really based on Taisvis. If Chalipin is really just a type of Kinyan Kesef, Taisis held that Chalipin is a form of Kinyan Kesef. And the other Rishayim said, no, Chalipin is a separate Kinyan. But Taisis on Gibel Amid Aleph held that Chalipin is really, it's a type of Kinyan Kesef. In other words, you can do Kesef with pain, with Kesef Shavius, with pain, or you could trade. So Chalipin is really Shava B'Shava, certainly, King Yisudah we declared. But certainly, Shava B'Shava, Taisvah is just another form of Kinyan Kesef. In the Kunshus HaShiurim, there, in Sinan Dalit, Ois Dalit, the Kunshus HaShiurim, he says, Pshat in our Gemara, Af b'chalipin is tali b'zeh. If your chalipin is kinyan kesef, so af b'chalipin, it's also nichlal and kinyan kesef. If you hold chalipin is a separate kinyan, then af b'chalipin means you have a fourth kinyan. Either way, you have to tell it to us. But after Khalifa, is it part of Kenyika? It's not part of Kenyika. There are two ways to learn the Gemara. My nafkamina. My nafkamina. Nafkamina is when an Eved Kanani goes out, he's kaina sa'atzmai b'kesef, either achayrim or either atzmai, whatever it is. When he goes out, does after Khalifin go on becoming an Eved Kanani? Or does it also go on becoming ois Eved Kanani? In other words, he became an Eved Kanani. Now he wants to go free. So, does Kinyan Khalifin work for going free? The Rambam says no, it doesn't work. And the Ravid says, yes, it does work. You can go out with Khalifin. Tana af b'Khalifin goes on Yitzhiya too. So he learns that it's totally in this. If Tana af b'Khalifin means Khalifin is Nichla b'Kesef of our Mishnah, the Khalifin is Nichla b'Kesef, then the Yitzhiya also could be with Kesef, which includes Khalifin. If you learn that Khalifin is a Kinya Chadash, it's a separate Kinya. It's not, there's nothing to do with the Mishnah, it's a separate Kinya. So then, no, Tana af b'Khalifin, then he goes in with Khalifin. Does he go out? So the Rambam says, he doesn't go out with Khalifin. So that machlaikis that we had in Gimel Amud Aleph with the, whatever list of nafkaminas we made, Rav Khalifin is Nichlal and Kesef, Rav Khalifin's a separate Kinyan. He says, would be that this machlokes Rambam arrived, which fits the Rambam Mishitasai. The Rambam holds Khalifa is a separate Kenyan. So Tanaf the Khalifa we only have on his Hachnasa Lishus Yisrael, not his Yitzhia. And according to the Ravid, the Khalifa is that some Kesef. So once it's Nichlal and Kesef, it's Nichlal saying the ratio of Kesef and saying the Seif of Kesef. Much fair. Problem with the Shtikl Torah. Tana after Khalifin. So the Ravid learned what's after Khalifin. That it's Nichlal. So next two words. Tana after Khalifin. Practi Gemara. Betana di Don. If it's not Nichlal and Kesef. So it's very good. The Gemara makes sense. So Tana Didan, it's not Nichlal and Kesef, it should be in the Mishnah. What about like the Ravid, that it's Nichlal and Kesef? So what's the Kasha Tana Didan? Tana Didan, Tana said Kesef. If you hold Khalifin is Nichlal and Kesef, so what's the Kasha Tana Didan? It should have said Khalifin. What do you mean Tana should have said Khalifin? If you hold this Nichlal and Kesef, what's the Vart with Tana Didan? No. If you hold the Khalifa is Kesef, which was Taisa Shita there, then, that if the Khalifa is Kesef, so then what's the Kasha Tana Didan? The Tana said Kesef. So he said, he asked the Kasha. Could you say Shiorim? He says, Dachman Zogin, you have to learn Shat like Taisa and like the Ravid. Then Afal Pikain. In Lamdis, Khalifin is included in Kesef. But don't trust me to be such a Lamdin. The Tana should have said it. In the same Masechta that began with Isha Niknas B'Kesef and it doesn't include Khalifin. So two Mishnahs later, don't tell me B'Kesef and assume I understand Khalifin is included. It should have said. But the Chiddush, it should have said. So the Tana Didan, so why is it terrible? So he learns that in Lamdis, the Ravid and Taisasol, Khalifin is included in Kesef. Not for Pekin, the Tana Didan should have mentioned. Okay. On Sunday, we're going to start Mashicha. There's the Yesaidistik Evan Ozel on how Kinya Mashicha works. It's in Hilchus Mechira, Perek Beis, Halacha Ches. Later in Halacha Tes, in the next piece, he comes back to it. The paragraph begins Va'ata Avair, or Va'ata, something like that. It begins with Va'ata, Va'ayim. So, hey, in Halacha Tes, he comes back to another nafkamina from what he said in Halacha Tes.